Om Shanti. Looks like some of you have finished with your discussion. Yes? How many of you are done with your discussion? Okay, no one. Okay, few. How many of you need some more time? 3-4 minutes? Okay. 3-4 minutes more. Om Shanti. So this is the third Om Shanti. So you're prepared? See, the subject of the self is such that there is no end. It's me, we're talking about me, so there's a lot of things that we need to talk. The number of people here are many and the time is short. So we will go randomly. We will start with the first question. So our brother with the mic is there. So you can just put up your hand. The first question is about sharing about our core values and strengths to increase the connection with my inner self. Not with what I seemingly show to the others, but what I really am. So if you raise your hand for that question, then brother will pass on the mic. The first question, if you'd like to share your group, what is the learning that you had in your group? What is it that you shared in your group? You can just raise your hand and then, yes, here, brother, here. The first question. You remember the first question? Knowing myself, knowing my inner strengths and the core values.
Yeah, four of us, we discussed, firstly we just discussed about, what each individual thinks is their, good qualities. So few of them came up as, willpower, good willpower, patience, good listening, caring, respect for seniors, ability to connect the dots and self-evaluate. So this self-evaluation during the discussion came as everybody over this 2 days have been self-evaluating, what is meditation and, how does it each work for them. So self-evaluation came very dominant. That's about the first question.
Thank you so much. So each individual's core values would be different. Any other group would want to share about their, what came out of their, because that's what you're going to take back with you. Yes.
Hello. So for me, something opened up. I shared that I'm connected to myself. So that was one of the values. And once I was connected to myself, I was also more connected to how people were responding to what I was doing. So I could get more sensitive to their responses, even if they were not verbal. So in this discussion, what came up for me was I have the power to not be sensitive and to only be assertive. And not be sensitive. So that came out as a very big opening for me.
You would also like to share about your group?
We were three people, and we had more things. What did we talk about?
Yeah, my core quality is the peaceful. So actually before and all this program, I'm so angry about all the things, whatever I'm getting. So after this program, I think I'm a peaceful. And if I repeat it, so I may be peaceful and I forget that anger itself. Yeah.
That's quite an achievement. Just sustain it. Congratulations.
Yeah, mine was like the strength is listening and being patient whenever the other one speaks. So that I considered it as a core value. But when we discussed, what I got in a session is, like in decision making, I was telling I have learned to respect even others' values also and follow my own values. But as a conclusion, when I spoke with my teammates, they said, I can stop with that and not to expect the same change from the others also. So that was a good and eye-opening for me. Thank you.
That's very nice. So during the course of the other questions, you also got an answer for your first. That's very nice. There is one last here. Brother, this side. Give it to brother. Yeah. This side. Ashok, there's one more there. Put it up fully.
Being patient. But being patient at some time, thanks to Sanjay Bhai and Yogesh Bhai,
who have been practicing. Sanjay Bhai has been practicing more than 30 years, and Yogesh Bhai has been practicing for almost 5 years, where I started just since yesterday. Okay, so still I felt the part which my group made me realize there are few things, even being patient, there are things are getting impacted to me on my decision making. So that's something which I realized. And once I go from here, I will definitely take a lot many things which will improve on those values which I really need to focus on.
Very nice, very yes. Nice. Thank you. Can I pass on the mic here? Achha, you want to speak? Pass on the mic here. You can also talk about the second. You can also talk about the second question. Yeah, the mic is coming.
So second question, we discussed how we use our strength in day-to-day decision making. And so my strength was that I can stay calm in stressful situations, and that helps me in decision making, being analytical and rational no matter how and what the situation is. And after the situation is sorted and I've handled everything, then I take the time to break down or something. So my teammates here, Bonnie takes time to understand and compartmentalize each of the perspectives, and he gets bogged up if too many people are speaking too many perspectives. He takes time to understand and then takes decision very rationally. Akshita goes with the intuition and the emotional side, and she just, she's a good decision maker and quick one. Shuchita is, again, she compartmentalizes and takes her time. She even crosses her limits and comfort zone, even if it takes that, and she likes to take decision that way. Lavanya is, she internalizes it. She's more of an introvert when it comes to her decisions, and then she takes time to take those decisions.
Sorry?
In silence, she takes her decisions in silence.
Whatever is the method that you follow, there is some kind of silence that you need before you can create a decision. And to that, I think what Jayantaban said is make the addition of understanding that what you decide can impact a lot of people, not just yourself. If that awareness is there, then the sense of responsibility, and especially when you're in key positions, not just at work and even at home, you're responsible for a lot of other people. So even like I remember my mother, she was not well. Like from when she was 20, she had an illness, very rare illness. So for my mother to be short-tempered was okay, because she used to get irritable. And as a child, I learned that was acceptable behavior. And so I grew up as a short-tempered child. So until I started with meditation, I didn't know that short-temperedness was not okay. So when we express certain, when we express certain qualities or not good qualities, it becomes we become a role model for a lot of others. So that decisions that we make, those decisions that we make, create that kind of impact is what we must be aware of. So that stop gap or that pause, and then they say pause, prepare, conquer. Pause, prepare yourself, then conquer. If you jump into it, then you will end up burning yourself. So that's what it is. Very nice. Any other group on this? Yeah, here and then there.
Hello. Yeah, we have named our group as Pious. So from the group Pious, it is like P cube V. P is for pause, as you told. Second one is on priority. If you get time, just prioritize it if it is possible. And third one is perspective. Think from the other's perspective also. And the one most important is values. So our decision must be based on our values. Thank you so much.
Madam, sister, your questions were based, three questions, based on the input given by that sister in the morning, right? And your first question was related to connecting self, right? So connecting self, we connect self when we are upset. We discuss this situation with my teammate, when we are upset, we connect ourselves. We go in the past, what happened, why he said like this, I am the manager, I am the senior, right, in corporate this is happening, and he has not obeyed me, I have power, everything, so many, and this disturb ourselves. What sister given the solution for this situation? You have to start meditation. Now meditation, in that situation, this is not meditation to shut your eyes and do that meditation. It is not like that. There, the solution is, go away from that situation. Go away from that situation. Like, if you are in one department, go in another department. That is the best solution at that time. Second situation, to get relief in your mind. Going from one situation, one department to other, you are away from the situation. But in mind, the same thing is going on. You are talking to yourself. You are talking to yourself. And it is disturbing you. So, then you change the subject. If you go library, refer some book. If you go to a senior manager or maybe your subordinates or maybe a colleague. So, who is appreciating all the time? You. Then you talk to him. So, you will get some relief in the mind. So, that is meditation in that situation. According to me, we both discussed.
Thank you so much.
Sister, agreed or disagreed?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. But one little change is we will not be able to move away from the situation. So it is better to get detached in the mind while we are there. In a second, if we are able to make the practice. Yes. Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll have many more opportunities to share. I would love to hear all of you because each one's perspective is so different and there's so much to learn. But it's time for your break and then we have a session after that. So to sum it up, we're going to take back that space and time to connect to our inner self and then move ahead to the situation, to tackle the situation. So thank you so much. 1 minute of silence. 1 minute of silence in which we will take these thoughts about our true strengths, getting back to inner core being. What I have learned outside, what I think I am, beyond all that, I'm just a pure being, full of positive energy, positive qualities. So while I move out from here, I'm going to remember this experience that I have here, I'm going to take it back to my family, to my work, to each and every place that I go to. Om Shanti.